Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Bava Basra, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. Hoaymer Zebini. We don't know that so-and-so has a son. And suddenly, he says, you know, that person, who is he? He's my son. He's your son? Yeah. Doesn't have any proof, but we believe him. This son yarshins him. And also, his brother would not be miyavim, his wife. If someone passes away without children, there's a halach of yivim. The brother is miyavim, the wife of the person that passed away. Or there has to be chalitza. But that halacha doesn't apply over here, because we assume if he says that person is his son, he had a son. But if he says, Ze'ochi, this is my brother, Einanem, and he's not believed. Suppose we have Reuven and Shimon. Or let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We know Reuven and Shimon and Levi are brothers. They grew up together in the same house, you know. Suddenly Reuven says, there's another brother. His name is Groinem. Groinem is my brother. Now let's say the father of Reuven and Shimon, or Reuven, Shimon, and Levi dies. We don't say that Groinem gets also a chelik in the Yerusha. We believe him when he says so-and-so is his son. So-and-so is his brother, unless there are Edim to prove that. We don't assume he's his brother. Now, what will happen is, v'noitel imoy b'chelkai. Let's pick a simple case. There's Reuven and Shimon that we know for a fact they're brothers. Reuven says, Groinem is also a brother. Now their father passes away, he leaves three fields. Okay. As far as we know, Reuven and Shimon are the brothers we know about. Reuven, you get a field and a half. Shimon, you get a field and a half. Shimon takes his field and a half and do whatever you want with it. Reuven, we're going to ask you to give up half of your field to Groinem. Why? Why? Because if we knew for a fact there was another brother, if we knew for a fact that there were three brothers, everyone would get a field. Now you and your brother got a field and a half. So you have to give half away. But how come my other brother, Shimon, doesn't have to? Because Shimon never said he has another brother. He's denying it. So v'noitel imay b'chelkai. Reuven has to share his Yerusha. Again, as far as we know, Reuven gets half, Shimon gets half. You're going to have to share part of that Yerusha with this Groinem that you yourself said he's another brother, but not Shimon. Shimon never claimed he has another brother. Now, Mace, if this Groinem passes away, then Yachsu and Nechosim Lemekayim. And that field goes back to him, goes back to Reuven. You see, Shimon can't come running now after Groinem passes away and claim, oh, wait a second. Groinem is my brother. Yeah, I forgot about my long-lost brother. Yeah, he is my brother. Of course, I'm entitled now to a chelik of his Yerusha. No, Shimon. You deny the fact he's your brother. Only Reuven gave from his share to him, not you. So now, whatever Reuven gave goes back to Reuven, not to Reuven and Shimon. However, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Naflu lo nechasim imakam achar. Let's say Groinem gets money from a totally different source. And now he passes away. Yirshu echav imai. The other brothers yarshin with him, not just Reuven, but Reuven and Shimon, and it could be Reuven and Shimon and Levi, the other brothers as well. Reuven can't say, listen, Groinem is my brother, but I'm the only one who claimed all along he's my brother. So if Groinem bought property and now he died, I should yarshin him. Not my brothers Shimon or Shimon and Levi. They never acknowledged that Groinem is another brother. No. Reb Reuven, I'm sorry. It's true they never acknowledged that Groinem is another brother, but they never denied it. And if they denied it, they're not entitled to the Yerusha. In the previous case, when you got the Yerusha from your father and they didn't give from their share, that's like they're denying that they have another brother. They can't change their mind now. But in this case, Reuven, you claimed Groinem is a brother. They never denied it. Now this Groinem passes away and he had his own property, that's going to go to all the brothers. Zakt de Mishnah Vayter Mishameis. Zakt de Mishnah Vayter Mishameis. Someone passed away. The Nimtzeis Daitiki Kshura Al Yerecha. They found a Daitiki tied to his thigh. What is a Daitiki? Daitiki is a shtar, like a will someone gives on his bed where he's sick and it appears he's going to pass away. They found it strapped to his thigh. And inside it says instructions who to give what. And the answer is we give nothing to no one based on this Daitiki. What's the problem? Why do we say, as the Mishnah says, Herezu Einaklum, it's nothing? Because Lemaisa, we did say, that Stamazai, if a healthy person says, here, I'm giving you something, it doesn't belong to the receiver until that person makes a kinyan. But if someone's a Shchiv Merah, he's sick and he's in bed, and we're scared he's going to die. And he says, I want this to go to so-and-so. We say, don't worry, it's his, even though there's no kinyan. Divrei shchiv mirak, iksuvin ukemesurim dami. So had he just said that it should go to so-and-so, it would belong to so-and-so, but he didn't. Instead, he put it into a shtar. Now, we're not choshish here somebody else stuck this shtar, is trying to do a spitzel, a fraud, and make up a shtar, because the shtar was found tied to him as he passed away. He knew he had it before he passed away. If the shtar didn't belong there, he would have said, what's this tied to my thigh? Take it away. So we think that what he did was he prepared a shtar, thinking they're going to read the shtar after he passes away. But a shtar doesn't work after a person passes away. Once he passes away, the halachis of Yerusha take over. And that's the reason that in this case, we're not going to listen to the shtar. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, Zika Bali Acher, if he gave this shtar, this daitiki, to another person before he passed away, Bein min ha-yarshin, bein she'enim min ha-yarshin, whether that person is from the yarshin or he's not from the yarshin. But as long as he gave it to someone else while he was alive, that's like he said what he wants to be done, and we're going to distribute his properties based on what it says in this shtar. Again, Zika Bali Acher, if he gave this daitiki to another person before he passed away, Bein min ha-yarshin, whether that person is one of his yarshim. Bein she'enim min ha-yarshin, where they're not one of his heirs, not one of his yarshim. Dvarav kayamin, what it says here is what we are going to do. Quickly chazering over, we learned in our Mishnah, someone says, this is my son, he has no proof, we believe him, in regard to Yerusha and in regard to the fact that his wife would not need chalitza. Someone says, this is my brother, we do not believe him. And if his father passes away and he has other brothers, he's going to share with him proportionally from his chalik, but the other brothers won't. However, if he did share from his portion to this other brother, and then this other brother, who, if you remember our marshal, it's only Reuven who claimed that his groinim is a brother, but if groinim passes away, now all the brothers cannot come running and say, oh, yes, he is our brother, we all want to yarshin what he has. No, I'm sorry. You denied that he's his brother. You allowed Reuven to give it from his chalik, but you didn't give from your chalik when your father passed away. So now you can't change your mind and say he is your brother. Can't have it both ways. So if Groinim passes away, the part that Reuven gave him goes back only to Reuven. However, if this Groinim, whom Reuven claims is his brother, passes away, and he has property that he purchased, he got Beirusha from some other source, not from this side of the family. Reuven cannot claim, well, I'm the only one who said he's our brother, so I'm the only one that Yashin said. No, in this case, the other brothers didn't deny it. They didn't deny that Groinim is a brother, and therefore they all Yashin equally. Unless, Taka, they did deny. They were saying all along, he's not our brother. Then, Echanami, you can't change your mind now and say, oh, he died? Oh, he is our brother. We want to yarshin him. Then it'll only go to Reuven. But if they did not deny it, although they never sang the same song that Reuven did, saying he's their brother, they will yarshin equally. And then we learned in the Mishnah that if a shchiv meira does not verbally say where he wants his nechasim to go, but we find this shtar called the daitiki tied to his thigh, so we believe he had it all along and he intended for it to be used after he passed away, it's not good, unfortunately, because you can't give things to a shtar after he passes away. The halachas of Yerusha are going to dictate where things go. But if he gave the shtar to someone else, whether he was one of the Yarshim or this someone else was not one of the Yarshim, then Dvarav Kayam, and the Mishnah concluded, his words stand and his instructions will be followed as long as he gave it to someone else while he was still alive.